Blog Talk Radio.
Praise and thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Alua Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Oje Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we invite you to please support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host tomorrow night, every Wednesday night, Dr. James Jones. Please reach out to him on Facebook as James Jones, as well as Manhood, Race, and Culture on Facebook. and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon of Unity Divine. Unity is spelled UNITEE. Please reach out to him on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And also support Laquay Jewel and The Gathering, which is creating a treasury to help us to address our own needs as a community. So please look them up on the World Wide Web at aaesociety.org, as well as join us on this coming Friday night. Brother Laquay is my co-host every other Friday night here on Sign of the Times, so please join us this coming Friday to get an update of how the Treasury and the Gathering and AAE Society is progressing, as well as find out how you yourself can get involved as long as you are of melanated descent. This is strictly a FUBU effort for us, by us, and about us. So we offer a wide variety of things discussed here on Sign of the Times. And tonight we have the honor of having Reverend Pinkney join us. And I really didn't know, I must confess, I really didn't know a lot about Reverend Pinkney. I knew that he is a revolutionary and has paid the cost for his revolutionary stance, but I did not know a lot of the details that were missing from you know, me learning about him between the time he was basically introduced to Sign of the Times and now. So things did not work out with him being able to call in on last Tuesday, so he will be joining us at approximately 6:30 tonight here on Sign of the Times Live and in Living Color. But I just want to read this brief intro about Reverend Pinkney. Reverend Pinkney is a community organizer in Benton Harbor, Michigan. He founded the organization BANCO, Black Autonomy Network Community Organization, because, in his own words, many years ago, I was going about my life believing that the justice system was just until I started going to the courthouse to observe all the wrong convictions. There are numerous factors for wrongful convictions in Berrien County court system. Most of the problems are in the local judicial system. After leading protests against the corrupt judicial system, police, and some local politicians, all under the influence of Whirlpool Corporations, whose headquarters is in Benton Harbor, Michigan, Reverend Pinkney himself became a political prisoner after wrongful convictions not once but twice. Both times, in 2005 and in 2004, he was falsely charged with election fraud relating to recall elections of corrupt city officials, and that is just the tip of the iceberg of the struggles led by Reverend Pinkney. Please Google him. His first name is Edward, so it's Reverend Edward Pinkney, and again, the name of the organization, the acronym is BANCO, and it stands for Black Autonomy Network Organization. Please link up with that organization and find out more on your own on, again, how not only you can support Reverend Pinkney, but how you can get involved in the revolutionary struggle, especially if you are in the state of Michigan or one of the surrounding states, because we're noticing that we have a lot of commonalities amongst the state, and one of them is the over-prosecution of our people, those who are of black and brown of black and brown nation. So we're trying to address that on a comprehensive level, but yet still not lose, I guess, the momentum that others have put forth, not lose people in the process, not lose our volunteers in the process. And, you know, I know that being a community organizer, quote unquote, is not an easy job. But when you look at so many people, just some of the letters that I've gotten from our confined brothers and sisters here in the state of Ohio, it's heart-wrenching, and it can be overwhelming. So if you all want to volunteer, with the freedom movement. Please get involved on a local level. Get involved on a state level. Get involved with Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network, the freedom movement. Find us on Facebook. Connect with the Free Ohio movement, the Free Alabama movement, Redbird, and other organizations that are out here doing good work. Please link up with them. Get involved. Find something to do, because you don't want to get involved after the fact, after you've already become targeted by state inflicted oppression. So I'm going to go ahead and open up Ms. Linda. She's been on hold for a minute. And then again at 6:30, Reverend Pinkney is scheduled to call in. I'm going to open up the airways to him. And I just really want to hear him flow, because I know that he has a lot to say. And we definitely have a lot to learn. So peace, Ms. Linda. Welcome to Sign of the Times. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Assalamu alaikum to everybody.
Alaikum salam. How was your birthday?
Well, I'll put it like this. I just got finished drinking a fifth of Bacardi Light.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. You're going to be knocked out in a few minutes.
Yep. Well, I put it like this. I drank the whole bottle all by myself, but at least what I'm going to say is I was at home. I'm not bothering nobody. And when I be drinking, I
know
be
that's
eating.
Right.
So,
well, I'm glad you enjoyed
like
your day and your birthday.
Well, I put it like that. I'm a year and 3 weeks older.
Well, I'm glad you took the time to call in tonight. How are things up there where you are in Harlem?
No comment. I want to put it like this. Ever since, you know, Trump won the election, these people we call have lost their minds.
Wow. I know there's a lot of protesting going on up that way because of Donald Trump's election. I've seen the news where there's been, you know, several days of protests up there.
And not only that, they would go putting up hate stickers again. Get over it.
What?
All right? The man won. Okay, but most of the people he's doing that is the white people. It don't make no sense. He won. Deal with it. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, we got it.
Yeah.
You're wanting him. You got him. Deal with it. You already know how he
is.
Deal with it.
Yeah, it's
go
amazing
ahead.
How that white male privilege gave him the space to be able to basically insult any and everybody. You know, he did no different than what they accused Bill Cosby of, but yet he was able to muster enough, I guess, electoral votes to become the next president. And I know we look like fools around the world right now.
Well, like I said, the people who voted for him, more power to them. But they're going to be, like I said on my post when he won, Lord help us.
That's the truth, too.
Lord help us. Because I put it like this.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. He gets to live in the White House free of charge, free food. And what we're going to have to deal with.
Well, I just heard he's not going to take his salary, which, you know, is not going to make a doggone bit of good difference as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's about $1 a year. Yeah, I know we're going to probably do with them. Try to save his building that was up for foreclosure. And don't mention the taxes, because the IRS got to get this too. So come on. When I see my doctor Thursday, I got to give him an earful about my left arm. This is ridiculous. Because, I mean, something is wrong with this arm. It's not supposed to keep hurting me like this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's going to force us to have a come to Jesus meeting with ourselves and the community, because united we stand, divided we fall, and we've been divided long enough.
Mhm. Well, I put it like this. Where I be sitting down here, it's going to be a whole lot of, it's going to be going back like they used to do back in the 60s and all of that. White power, white this, white that. Come on.
Dr. Jones wrote a piece about what was happening up here at The Ohio State University, where, Muslim people weren't even going to class because of the harassment. And this one sister said that she was called a nigger in class, and the professor didn't do a thing.
I say like this. I don't know what's going on with some of these people in their minds are twisted, because I say like this. There's good and evil in every color. And, I don't care, because if they all, if we all cut our wrists and everything, we all bleed red. There's no difference.
Yeah.
The only thing, what's different is the religion. But we all, no matter what religion we deal with, we all pray to the same person, the big man upstairs.
Yeah.
That's the whole daggone deal. Even Trump got to pray to the big man upstairs.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Huh? That's a higher power.
That's right. That's right. And we need that higher power now more than ever.
Why do you think I kept on saying, Lord, please help us? I even asked for help. But that's all I could say. Ask for help.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So now I'm feeling nice and mellow. I had to call in. I might call in again next month before the New Year.
Well, yes, ma'am, we'll be here.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about a good way for my New Year's resolution. And I don't think a lot of people is going to like it for what I'm going to say. Yeah.
Well, bring it, Ms. Linda. They need to hear it.
Well, like I said, after what happened to me the last time I was out, out in Brooklyn, and I wound up fighting two girls because I was singing. And
oh, no.
Because she told me to shut my mouth. I said I wasn't bothering her. Here come her daughter. I took them both on. I was trying to break one of the girls' neck, because when I grabbed her by the hair and I yanked her, yanked it backwards, it broke her neck. Only thing I got was a bloody nose. I said, that's it, no more going out, I'm not going to be going back in my old guys the way, and fighting, taking two people on to fight them back. But in that time, that's when I had something in my hand. I threw it at him, hit the girl right upside her head with it. So, I don't carry no weapons and stuff like that, but I'm going to wind up hurting somebody. But where these people don't want to jump on their seniors and all that, it's time for us to fight back.
Well, we're going to do what we have to do, Miss Linda. You be careful out here. Don't you be out here fighting nobody here.
That's why I said my New Year's resolution, they're not going to like it. That's why, trophy parties I used to go to, having so much fun, I don't even do that no more. At night, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the last time I was out there at night, when this guy was going to grab me trying to throw me off the train, he had a fight on his hand. That's it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Nobody would go. They hadn't seen me, and not once. They still trying to invite me to their party. I already told them, you want me to come and pick me up. You can't do that, I'm not coming.
Yeah,
no,
that's right.
Day or night. And it's going
to
be even
worse. Well, it's
best
to be safe than sorry, Miss Linda.
Hey, like I said, Especially, you know, now it's not even safe in the daytime anymore. Well, at least in the daytime, I can see more.
Yeah. That's right.
But the only way I would come make sure nobody can't see me, I got dressed in all black. Be the spook.
Well, I'm going to have to go, Miss Linda. I want to play this clip real quick before Reverend Pinky calls in. He's going to call in at 6:30. So
okay.
I got to play this clip real quick before he calls in.
Well, I just say my piece. Y'all take care. And your man, I know you ain't listening to me. Is he still there? Hello?
He's calling in at 6:30.
All right. Now, I was talking about the young guy, you know, that starts off with the prayer. Tell him I'm saying good night and to everybody, okay? Including him.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
See you all next month.
Yeah, thank you, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to a clip real quick that talks about in detail. It's about 8 minutes, and then by then Reverend Pinkney should be joining us shortly after then. But it talks about his case and how he was convicted and why he was convicted, even though it's very wrongful. So we'll be right back. Thank you for listening. My name is Queen Tahira. You're listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Car Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Detroit wasn't the only city in Michigan with a dictatorial emergency management system put into place in the wake of a financial crisis. Benton Harbor faced the same fate when emergency manager Joseph Harris halted the local government's powers in 2010. But the wave of privatization happening in Benton Harbor didn't sit well with residents, including prominent Reverend Edward Pinkney. And when Pinkney started a recall petition for Benton Harbor Mayor James Hightower, he upset many higher-ups and was subsequently charged with felony election fraud. The 66-year-old Reverend now sits in a jail cell facing up to 10 years behind bars. To learn more about Pinkney's case, I was joined earlier by Larry Pinkney, unrelated spokesperson for the Reverend. I first asked him why he was working to recall the mayor.
Abby, the fact of the matter is that the so-called mayor, James Hightower, and I say so-called because the mayor is supposed to be representative of the people, and this mayor, James Hightower, is anything but a representative of the people. He's in fact a proxy of Whirlpool Corporation, and of course, Whirlpool Corporation is headquartered in the township of Benton Harbor.
Break down exactly how much influence this corporation has in Benton Harbor and how exactly Hightower is protecting its interests.
What James Hightower has done is he is bringing in to Benton Harbor, corporations such as the PGA, you know, the big golf tournament, and the land that is being used for this quote-unquote golf tournament is land that has literally been taken from the people of the township of Benton Harbor. Now that, we say, is outrageous. Meanwhile, James Hightower, instead of standing up like he should as a representative of the people, just goes right along with the program.
Since the altering of a petition is a misdemeanor offense, why do you think the Reverend was charged with a felony along with other trumped-up charges?
He was charged I want to make this clear. Reverend Pinkney did not change anything. He did not change dates on petitions. He did not change anything. But let's assume for the sake of argument that he did. Your point is well made and well taken. Why indeed was he charged with felony charges? And the answer to your question is because he is being pursued politically. He has been for over two decades now a thorn in the side of Whirlpool Corporation and its lackeys. I have no other word, no other adjective that describes what these people are other than lackeys. That's what they are. They're lackeys, proxies. So naturally, they were going to charge him with the harshest offenses that they possibly could. But beyond that, let's understand that Reverend Pinckney was told by the mayor that he would regret having been involved in the recall movement. And I dare James Hightower, the mayor, to say he did not, because I have heard the recording of the conversation. I have heard Hightower said to other people who were directly involved in the constitutional recall of him, okay? And people, let me also be clear about this. This is not a, quote, racial, I hate that word. It's not a, quote, color issue. James Hightower is biologically black. So, you know, lackeys come in all forms, colors, shapes, etc. So this is a matter of economic survival, and not just survival, but the economic empowerment, if you will, or disempowerment, as is the case in Denton Harbor.
I totally hear you on that one. I wanted to bring up, though, the fact that the jury was all white in a community that is 90% black American. I mean, how is that even possible, and what else was problematic about the trial?
Well, you know, the estimates, it is between 90 to 96% African-American or black American. You're absolutely correct, Abby. Absolutely correct. How one could end up with an all-white jury is beyond insane. Now, the court tried to justify it by saying, oh, well, our jury pool came from primarily the adjacent town, the predominantly white town, which is across the river, called St. Joseph. And of course, our reply is, excuse me, Reverend Edward Pinckney comes from the over 90% population, black population, in the township of Denton Harbor. They have no reason other than, that's why I call it Denton Harbor, Michigan, Mississippi, because that's what, I mean, you hit, I like, that's why I watch you, Abby, because you go right to the heart of matter. And that's the heart of the matter. Also, let me add another point, if I may. We later found out, when I say later, I mean once the trial began, once the jury had been, this all-white jury had been selected, we later found out that indeed one, if not more, but for sure, one of the jurors was a very close friend of none other than the so-called, or one of the so-called star witnesses of the prosecution. Now, I say so-called star witnesses because there was no, and I repeat, no direct evidence linking Reverend Edward Pinckney to have done anything wrong. He did not change anything on any petitions. There was no evidence, but the court judge, Sharrock, said, now check this out. The man actually had the unmitigated audacity to say in his instructions to the jury, well, you don't really have to have, you know, evidence. You don't really need direct evidence. Well, I scratch my head and say, well, excuse me, but I thought that one would be, quote unquote, innocent until proven guilty. There was no proof. There was plenty of innuendo, plenty of racist diatribes, plenty of all of that.
That's
but there
insane.
Was no proof.
That's insane.
But that's Denton Harbor.
I know there's a petition to get the DOJ to re-review Pinckney's case. What else can people do to help spread awareness? We have about 20 seconds left.
Okay. Well, I would urge people, remember, Reverend Edward Pinckney is a 66-year-old senior citizen, a fighter. All right. But I'm urging people to contact BANCO. That's BANCO. You can Google it. It's right there. We are trying to raise legal defense funds. We are trying to, he's going to be moved from some to some other prison facility. We don't know where yet. But please, understand that Reverend Pinckney is not just about him, but it's about all of us. So I'm going to leave it at that. I hope that people will pay attention to the plight of Reverend Pinckney and understand that it affects all of us. And I thank you so much, Abby, for giving me, no, not me, us this time.
If it can happen to him, it can happen to any of us. Larry Pinckney, family spokesperson for Reverend Pinckney, thank you so much for your incredible insight.
Thank you.
Greetings, greetings everyone. This is Queen Tahira. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. I do have Reverend Pinckney on the line with me. Welcome, Reverend Pinckney. How are you doing this evening?
Queen, I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm at the Muskegon Branch Prison, located in Muskegon, Michigan. And I tell you, I am doing extremely well. I just had a birthday, my 68th birthday, and I got well over 250 cards from people wishing me a happy, happy birthday. And I'm feeling really, really great, I tell you, to be in prison itself.
Well, you sound really, really great, too, Reverend Pinckney. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think we share a birthday. Was it the 27th?
The 27th of October. That is correct. Is that
yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it
well,
is.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank
wow.
you.
Right on the head. You couldn't, your parents could not have chosen a better day for your birthday.
That's right. That's right. And I share it with greatness, so I'm honored.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm just honored to be able to communicate with you and be on your radio show. I'm happy today. I tell you, I'm feeling good about everything. I was looking forward to being on the radio show today, and I tell you, I'm excited. I'm thrilled.
That's good. Well, we're honored to have you, and hopefully this won't be your only time here. So just know that anytime you need us, that we are definitely here for you.
Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate that because, we got a real story to tell. We got things that people need to understand. And, I was the first guy to ever be sent to prison for quoting the Bible and actually went to prison for it. And let me tell you a little bit about that. Back in 2007, I wrote an article in the People Tribune, and I simply quoted Deuteronomy 28, starting with the 15th verse. Which simply said, if you do not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and do all these things that is right, then all these things will come upon you. And it's obvious that the judge was doing something very terrible because he got scared and said that I had just threatened his life, his family life, his children's life, and everybody else's life, which he had no intention of doing that. And he's well too smart to know that, something like that, but they was gunning for me. So when they was gunning for you, they come after you. That's how they do it. But anyway, he sentenced me to 3 to 10 years in prison for that. But fortunate for me, it was overturned. But I still had to do 18 months in prison. And it was one of those situations that, when you ruffle the feathers of the power to be, they're able to do things that, you never would anticipate that they will be willing to do until it happened to you. One of the things that we was fighting, you may have understood about the emergency manager that was assigned to take over the city of Benton Harbor and probably 7 or 8 other cities in Michigan. And they was given that dictatorship power. They had the power, listen to this, they had the power to fire the mayor in every black city. They had the power to do that. And they came to Benton Harbor with the intention of taking over the city, and we fought back.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. We actually fought back and won. We got rid of 2 emergency managers. And it was a fight for our lives there. And, it's always a fight when you're dealing with people who have no respect for mankind. So,
mm-hmm.
it was a tremendous battle, and fortunate for us, there was one battle that we was able to win, and we don't get too many victories, so we had to gloat behind all that. So they decided to come out and retaliate against me. So they put in a mayor, who his name's James Hightower. He was the puppet for Whirlpool Corporation, and we did a recall on him, and we were successful in getting enough signatures. And what happened then was very interesting, because he was losing the election 4-1. So they had to pull a rabbit out of the hat. So they falsely accused me of forgery, 5 counts of forgery, and with absolutely no evidence. I mean, when I say no evidence, no, like you hear this from a lot of people, no evidence. I'm telling you, no crime scene, no confession, no witnesses, no nothing. They had nothing to convict me of, but an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth found me guilty of 5 counts of forgery. And then you had everybody coming in, which they did, signed their own name or altered their own date, whatever it was, because it was cold outside. But yet still, now here's the kicker. Now, Queen, you got to listen to this. This sets a very, very bad precedent for people who don't know, who don't understand what's going on in the world today. We're fighting a real battle here, because any time a person can be sent to prison, any time the person can be sent to prison with their liberty, freedom taken away from them, and nobody say anything about it, that's a major problem. Because it's me today, and maybe you or somebody else or some of your listeners tomorrow. So what we have to do, we have to make sure that we stand up and fight and spread the word, because this stuff got to stop. I'm gonna be in prison. I'm gonna do 30 months. They sentenced me 30 months to 10 years in prison. I'm gonna do all 30 months. There's nothing I can do in reference to this, but I got to do it. But here's the kicker. We went to the Court of Appeal with a three judge panel. Ago, we have a together, but we can't win some of these battles if we learn to fight together, because all these victories that we have received, they're small victories. But we're going to win some major victories when I get out of here. I'm going to make sure of that. So that's how it is, Queen. That's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And I'm excited today, Queen. I tell you, that's like it is. I'm excited just to be on your show talking about this stuff, because people need to know more than anything else. So if you have any questions, let me shoot some at me.
Yes, sir, I certainly do. One, I just want to, say how encouraging it is to hear you still be so positive after so many negative things have happened. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and have experienced retribution from standing up and speaking truth to power, and I know how it feels to be targeted. And when they come after you, they come after you on a comprehensive level. And so I just want to, say what an honor it is to even be in the company of someone who has courage like you do to stand up despite the threats, despite, not one false conviction, but two false convictions where, as you said, they had no evidence, and this was allowed to happen to you anyway. There are a lot of, I was saying in the beginning of the broadcast, there are a lot of similar stories that we are finding out through a group that we run called the Free Ohio Movement, and it can be overwhelming when you think about how many people who are actually not guilty of the charges that they've been labeled with, and they have to serve not only the time that they were given when they were in court, but they also end up doing extra time, because once they have you, you basically become state property. And if you do anything, say anything, or behave a certain way, especially the further south you go, you know, I'm just north of the Ohio River, which is the Mason-Dixon line, if you will, from northern Kentucky. And I often think of how many of us perished in that river. But, you know, the further south you go, the worse it is. So there are things that we're inflicted with here in Ohio and in Michigan and other places, but it's way worse down south, and it's just amazing that, you know, I guess we haven't – I'm really learning a lot from our confined brothers and sisters, and it's amazing that this government has even continued to exist with such blatant acts of oppression that are inflicted upon us. So let me ask you this. How do you maintain your positivity? Because it can get overwhelming. It can get heavy, if you will, when you feel like, you know, you're out here fighting a battle often by yourself and without the kind of support that we truly need.
Absolutely. See, one of the things that most people don't understand, see, I read the book of Revelations, and the book of Revelation taught me and tells me that we win at the end, which is the most important thing that I strive for. When I go to sleep at night, I'm able to sleep good because I know the truth. And when you know the truth, you can defeat anybody. See, the truth will stand. You know, I don't care what they say. To me, it's not important what they do. It's what I do that's more important. If I allow them to put me down or get me down, then I'm almost worthless. You know, I'm no good to my family, my children, my children's children. I'm no good to the community. I'm no good to anybody if I allow them to defeat me on that level. The answer to that is absolutely not. I will not allow it. I will not let that happen to me. I will not let it happen to you and your family and your children, because it's crucial that people understand how important
you have 1 minute.
But, Queen, I only got one more
remaining.
1 minute left, and what I would like to do, if it's okay with you, I can call you back again next Tuesday. We can do it again. Hello?
Yes, that sounds good. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to it, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, very, very, very soon. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I will definitely call you back next Tuesday, and it'll be at 6:30 itself.
Okay.
God bless you, and I will talk to you soon.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, this is probably going to be one of the briefest Sign of the Times Blog Talk broadcasts ever. But we appreciate Reverend Pinckney calling in. And these are the kinds of things that we go through when we are confined citizens. So, again, please go to Amazon, check out the book Soldier of Truth. You can find that if you Google it, as well as it's not available on audiobook yet, but I'm sure that is coming soon. And also go to Reverend Pinckney's website. It's www.thebanco.org. There you can find information on how to get involved with the Black Autonomy Network community, and we definitely could use your help, and I'm looking forward to learning more about Banco when Reverend Pinckney calls back. So thank you, everybody. We appreciate your support. This is Queen Tahira signing off for the evening. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
It's a vibration. It's instant. Resonate.
I can't believe that
it's that curl in the afro, that twang on the guitar, that Ravi Shankar 12 string on the sitar, that Coltrane saxophone blowing like a cigar, Malcolm by the window with his finger on the trigger. The shock was the doctors can't find with x-rays, the pain in your gut is passed down from ex-slaves, the black Buddha within on the lotus sitting on the dock of the bay getting red with Otis, that soul sonic band by the gold TV Bonics, James Brown in the pocket, Mississippi gut bucket, chi overflowing like rum, the vibration of your palm flapping against a goat skin drum, the soul in the folk song, the story in the tat, the old school drop top with bass in the back, it's my natural disposition, I was born like that, it's engraved in my soul like grooves in the wax, I got soul power.
We will shake the very foundation.
Is that real? Soul power. Yeah. Rocking that soul power. Check it out. Hey. Want you to take a walk with me. Yeah, this that nigga town poem by Al Prentice Carter, the murder that made Martin a martyr. This is that break from the cycle that ended with Carmichael up in Lowndes County, Alabama, cocking them hammers. It was the white rooster versus them black jungle cats, made them lift up their seats, take a peek under that, the stench of a rotten system, ill-gotten. And if you listen, you can hear survivors off in the distance, the undeniable spirit of the fire, the old reliable unseen force when you need it, it takes you higher. It's the Rose Keys in the church choir. It's the heat, it's the speakers, the turntables and wires, it's the zyga, it's the beautiful act that inspires crowds to riot, and non-believers left with their jaws dropped in silence, the difference between philosophical non-violence and black power, it's karma, we're coming for hours.
This unjust society, and put an end to poverty as we walk together.